There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Oh, welcome to From the Helicarrier, where he said some naughty words, but I reversed it. You can't tell. I am the Rock Gunna Podcasting Charles McFall. I got Sin Raven here from the Helicarrier.
What's up?
And you've got Kurt Booten, number two Hulk fan. Yeah, still got the prop going on behind you. I appreciate
you. You know, here's the thing. It's a good prop. It's way better than Hulk is in the game.
It is a really good
problem. All right. I just want to address something real quick. First off, we were actually having a really interesting conversation about listening to yourself in your own headphones when you record. Apparently, out of the three of us, I'm the only one who loves to hear the sound of their own voice in their head all the time. And I have to. I mean, if I don't, if my headphones don't work, it drives me crazy. It's like my microphone's not working in my mind, but these two don't. That's interesting. So what's stuff like that. But Kurt and I and Sin were all talking, and we understand that Marvel Future Revolution, while fun and playable and enjoyable, didn't quite take off in our community as we would have hoped or as we thought it would. And so Kurt doesn't play Strike Force, and we're like, well, I don't want to lose that time with Kurt. I like this time really to hang out with the guys here and chat geeky stuff. And we're going to try some new things. We're going to shake it up a little bit. I'm still going to play Strike Force. We're still going to talk to Sin and ask our questions of Sin. It won't be, hey, what's new this week, so much as hey, truly, I've got one strong question to ask tonight. And, of course, in the chat, if you want to come and ask questions of Sin, now's your time. And then, of course, you can catch up with him every day in the mornings.
Yeah, pretty much. I need a vacation. I'm on every morning.
You kind of
except when I'm in the hospital.
So
that was weird.
And then we're going to talk fun stuff while I play Marvel Strike Force. You'll still be able to watch the game. You'll still definitely be able to interrupt any of our conversation and, you know, ask a question about the game if you wish. But it's going to become more about the three of us hanging out and less about the game all the time. And, you know, to that, I said, Kurt, we got to get back to our roots. Because the original description of the show was just two old guys drinking beer and talking games. Cheers. All right. So here's my question for you, Sin. Morbius, the living vampire, the milestones just launched. And this one just says open mystic assassin orbs. This is unusual to me. All right, there's the Fangs Out. I was going to say, there's usually a second one. They just didn't have him on it. But Fangs Out is a second one. So I'm trying to figure out the score.
Yeah, so there's actually a couple of things going on. Because they got the Fangs Out one, which is a 4-day. And they got the Living Vampire, which is an 8-day.
So the Fangs Out is just campaign energy, 1 point per one energy. And Raid Battles is 100 points per one win or loss in a Raid Battle.
Right. And that's going to reset every 4 days.
Okay.
So basically, if you're doing both of the raids, you're doing at least 20 nodes. If you're actually pushing, right? Like I did the math. We do 60% on Doom 2. In between the two raids, I'm probably doing 10 to 12 nodes a day on the easily. So that's 2,000 points. I spend about 1,000 energy a day, so that's 3,000 overall. So that 4 days, you know, it's plenty to clear because the total on it is 10,000 points.
Okay.
So if you're doing, you know, 2,500, 3,000 points, you know, basically you're looking at 2,500 points a day to clear this in 4 days. That's not that difficult if you're spending enough energy and doing enough in the raids. And you get a bunch of the Mystic Assassin orbs, and you get for 4 days you get a half an Elite Four orb. So once it refreshes, goes again, you'll have an Elite Four orb, And then for every one of the Mystic Assassin orbs that you open, you gain 1,000, I think it's 1,000, right? It's 1,000 points towards the Living Vampire milestones, which is 8 days. And that one is just the orbs. There was something else, because we just got an email about it today. Let me look at the red emails. So we have the Mystic Assassin's Orb, Fangs Out milestone, Flesh and Blood milestone is coming. Because that one's not live.
Right, it's just Fangs Out.
Yeah, the Fangs the Fangs Out is live, and the Living Vampire is live, but the Flesh and Blood one isn't there. And that's also a 4-day milestone that rewards Mystic Assassin Orb fragments by winning Blitz, battling in Blitz with Mystic, you know, basically your Blitz stuff. That's might. I don't know why that's not in. That might be an error, or it might start tomorrow. It also gives you stuff for Alliance War and Power Cores. So it's a little bit of everything. Also, on top of that, the website, now that they updated the website and it has the events tab,
right?
You get, if you do a Blitz fight, you get a bunch of stuff like 100 energy and a few other things. There's another one that went live today there. It's called the Primal Thirst Daily Milestone.
Yep. Claimed mine.
Oh, you get...
No, actually, no, I'm sorry. I claimed something else. I apologize.
Right. You get 2,500 credits for the Mystic Assassin Orb fragments. So, sorry, you get 2,500 Mystic Assassin Orb fragments. So you get a little bit over an orb by just doing one arena fight a day. So that's another daily one to check on a website. Yeah. So they're kind of giving you a little extra for this event from the website, which is nice.
And thanks to our Sylvester for reminding me of the web store. It's been on my mind. I just, not when I'm at my computer to look it up, because this web aspect is great.
Just, yeah, it's not exactly intuitive, right? It's not anything.
No, it's not. Keep forgetting about it. But the nice thing is the one Blitz a day thing, it kind of stacked up. So I let it, I was doing it daily. And then the last couple of days, I let it go, just waiting for this event to start today. So I went and claimed 3 of them. Suddenly, I had, you know, an extra 300 energy for this event for some extra points. So, you know, it's an extra 100 energy a day that you wouldn't otherwise have. A little extra doesn't hurt. I want to see what the next, what this other one is that we're still missing. You know, the Flesh and Blood milestone, I want to see how bad that one is, because anytime they put something in that includes spending cores, that usually gets pretty heavy on, like, you have to drop a lot to be able to max it out.
What are you doing to the display?
I know. I'm trying to see what my professor is telling me what to do and make sure I'm doing the right thing, because it's marked not to do it, but he said, yeah, go ahead and play on the side. Sorry, I know. If it's the only way I can check my messages, I take orders good. I'm a good little follower. So
the Flesh and Blood milestones, though, that's also Morbius related?
Yeah, so it gives you Mystic Assassin Orb fragments just like everything else, but this one gives it to you through Blitz, Alliance War, and Dark Hunter. And Power Cores.
And you may have said this already, but what team is Morbius currently affiliated with in the game?
So he's on the Dark Hunter team. So that's the new one. Let me pull them up so I remember exactly. Because they reworked a couple of characters. So we
would have thought Bloodstone would have been part of that.
She is.
Oh, she is. All right.
Ghost Rider and Bloodstone got reworks for it.
Yeah.
So we got Dr. Voodoo, Morbius, Elsa, Bloodstone, and Ghost Rider. We just got a confirmation basically today that Agatha is going to be in the game, but I think she's on a Darkhold team.
Makes no sense for a Dark Hunter team.
She's with the she's with Morgan Le Fay and the new Doctor Strange and the rework. So it's Heartless Doctor Strange.
Darker Strange. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. rework Scarlet Witch, Morgan Le Fay, Agatha, and there's the fifth, which I believe was me pull up Darkhold. If that tag is in the game, I don't actually see the tag in the game. So I do not remember what the other character was on there.
So here's the part of the something new. Kurt is actually going to take new characters and these kind of things. And maybe not instantly like tonight, but you know, in the week, you know, he's going to do the comic book dive on us and bring some history of why this makes sense in the game and what we, you know, some cool facts and Easter eggs, if you will.
Well, I mean, I can give a little bit of information on a couple of the new guys. I mean, obviously Morbius is in the game, but
I understand you have a birthday. You've hit 99. It's all right. Just take a day. Take a day to celebrate your you lived this long. It's okay. Happy birthday.
All right. That's cool. did you say Blade was part of the Dark Hunters?
Blade is one of the rumors. So he's that would probably make sense. Yeah, he's likely the fifth for, because we got a new patch coming up soon, and the email that we got like yesterday says new patch coming soon, new events, and five new characters.
So, I mean, if they wanted to pull a rabbit out of the hat, they could do Werewolf by Night.
That has also been on a rumor blog.
I can't imagine they would do that. He's just so D-list, like just and not very well known at all.
A dumb name. I mean, when else are you supposed to be a werewolf? Well,
but remember, so this is a comic thing. So Werewolf by Night came out in the 60s, 70s when monster movies were huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Morbius came out in 1971. Right. So it was that whole like kind of universal monsters, but just monster movies in general were big. And humanoid monsters like the vampires, werewolves, Planet of the Apes, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, that essentially was a monster movie that turned it into the humans were the monsters. But it was that era where we just had a lot of those weird, like Werewolf by Night, Jack something or other, Jack Ryder or something. I don't know.
Human but day, it's his alter ego. No kidding.
Yeah, it was just you know, comic books kind of lagged a little bit behind the movies, where back in the 50s and 60s where we had all those monster movies, you know, Michael Landon playing I Was a Teenage Werewolf, you know, all those schlocky ones that frankly made Mystery Science Theater. just a lot of that kind of thing. So but with Dark Hunter, if they don't go like Blade or something like a Werewolf by Night,
I'd be surprised if Blade wasn't on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, Blade seems like the obvious choice, right?
He's been the rumor for a while. We expected him, you know, like earlier, like last year, basically. But now we know he's coming in a movie.
Right.
Because he's, the movie's confirmed, plus we know the actor, plus we already heard him in one of the movies.
Right.
So, yeah, I really hope that's him. I don't remember who else is on the team, though. I'm completely spacing it, because it's Scarlet Witch, and she got a rework. It's the new Doctor Strange. It is Agatha. It is Morgan Le Fay. And I don't remember who the fifth is supposed to be on the Darkhold team. And then, of course, you got four for this team. So hopefully it is Blade for the Dark Hunters as well. Because right now people are running in with that team with Mordo or with Falcon. It actually works really well with Falcon because his speed up lets them go and take two turns. And they're pretty good counter team for Heroes for Hire, and they're a hard counter team for Young Avengers. And the more counter teams we get for Heroes for Hire, the better.
They could have put Magic on the Darkhold team.
That's true.
I mean, clearly they made their choice. I don't think they would switch her this quickly.
Not this quickly. They've done it when they've changed. You know, they've done it multiple times now where they changed teams for characters. But I don't think it'll happen this fast.
Yeah, particularly if the team has an X in the front of the name.
Yeah.
R. Sylvester asks, "Who's going to see Morbius on the first? I don't know if I'll go on the first. My wife doesn't like Jared Leto, so it's going to be.
I'm not a big Leto fan either,
and neither am I. But I'm probably going to go see it.
I'm huge.
We're going to have to do an episode on it, right?
Yeah. Although we said that about Venom too, we never did.
That's true. That is very true. We did say that about Venom. No, I still haven't seen it because really there was only one important thing in Venom 2, and we all saw that outside the theater.
And it was a bummer because they undid it.
I don't know that I've watched. No, I did watch Venom 2 because that's where he comes over to the universe at the end.
Yeah.
Oh crap! That's how good that movie was. I couldn't remember if I watched it or not.
And that's the problem.
Well, here's the difference for me. Venom 2. I hated the trailers. Morbius, I don't hate the trailers.
I don't either. I'm digging. I really want to see Morbius.
I don't hate the trailers. I just don't like Leto.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a big Leto fan and hated
his Joker. It's got Michael Keaton in it, so you know that's a saving grace.
That's the other part, right? Is like the Vulture thing.
But come on, 30 Seconds to Mars. Who doesn't love 30 Seconds to Mars?
Never seen it.
It's his band, you heathen. Jesus Christ.
Michael Keaton has a band?
All right. Real quick question. I've got this Dad Bros team, but it's not really the Dad Bros team. You got the Dad Bro tiers right here, but then you got Jamie Maddox, you got Polaris, and you got Kestrel. So is the only thing I can do is just shove it down their throat with my Silver Surfer team that's like 800K?
Maybe because they don't have a great counter. There's a couple of teams that will, you know, that will mess them up, but those are also not overly large. So like Black Order will be fine. Kestrel's just a problem. Kestrel's a problem no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So like Eternals would be an easy fight on that.
I've got the Eternals. I just only have Baron with them because I'm using Cable and Emma somewhere else apparently in war. So I need to fix that. I need to also reorganize my list because I keep having to scroll to the middle of a list where I made a new team that's very powerful, and
I went through and I deleted, like, I copied all the Blitz teams into like, let's say, war, and then I went and deleted all the teams that are, you know, other than like 14, so I only have the war attack teams.
Yeah.
And I did the same into the raid, and I deleted everything except for like 6 raid teams because that's all I use. So it definitely got cleaned up a lot.
I'll tell you, Raj, that I'm excited for Morbius because of the whole dark aspect of the Marvel Universe that's coming from it. We got Blade coming. We've got more. Honestly, the trailers look good. I don't know the way to say it. It looks right up my alley. I love monster type films. I really love that universe.
The only problem for me is that it's a Sony movie and it's Leto. It's not an MCU movie. It's not, you know, Marvel doing it. It's Sony doing it.
It is MCU adjacent.
Yes, it's definitely MCU adjacent. Especially because they got, you know,
show cameo in this thing.
Vulture in it.
I mean, who knows what cameos are going to show? Because I can see Blake. Because they've been doing some crossover cameos. You get Iron Man in the Spider-Man movies. You know, you got a little bit coming back towards the Marvel side when you had Doctor Strange and all the cracks in the universes and you saw the outlines and stuff. Yeah, you had some of that. And you had the reference, right, in the last Spider-Man movie. I fought a dude in a rhino suit.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
So
I got to fight aliens.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, the movie's out on digital. It is out on Blu-ray. It is out on digital. It's not out on streaming yet, damn it.
Yeah, it's coming though. Supposedly
it's going to be on Stars first, so we'll see how.
Really?
That's one of the reports I heard about it.
So I did just a little dig for the Darkhold thing. Is driving me a little crazy. Trying to figure out maybe the fifth character. There's a couple of kind of obvious choices, but they're really like not well known characters. There's Dr. Druid and Mordred.
Mordred is.
I mean, it's a take on Mordred from the King Arthur legend.
Yeah, Mordred goes along with Morgan Le Fay, kind of.
Yes. Right.
So that's kind of interesting, since they're putting Morgan Le Fay in.
Right. That's the only reason I brought him up, is because there is a relationship there.
Yeah, I didn't even know that he was around in Marvel stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And again, came. Oh, let's see. It was a while ago. Like, he's got that, the original artwork for him is very much that 60s that 60s look. Black Knight number 1, 1955.
And we got Black Knight
coming. Black Knight.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that could be it. That could be the fit for that team. That team is supposed, they claim it to be the 8, and I hate it when they use this term, because they already had this problem before, the Apex Arena team.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. What
they put out today was a preview for Apocalypse. It's up on Facebook. So, and you know, they got their link up on their website. And Apocalypse looks great, but they kind of go into, you know, we're doing a little different. Most of these characters that are going to be his horsemen that weren't horsemen in the comics, so Morgan Le Fay and being the first, you know, the first one.
The crazy thing is, he is going to arrive in the game on an X-wing fighter. You know, that's the weirdest thing.
Yep.
I like it.
I'm okay with that.
You mentioned Apex Arena.
Yeah.
The Eternals used the words Apex Predator all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Black Knight was in the Eternals.
Yep. Yep. And we know that movie's happening, so I wouldn't be surprised if they put Black Knight in the game.
Yeah. And actually, so the Darkhold team is supposed to be the Apex team?
Yeah, they're supposed to be like the big meta arena team.
Then that would be my bet. My bet would be Black Knight would be the fifth.
And he'd be what, Dark Hunter, you think?
No, Darkhold.
Darkhold.
I was assuming Darkhold was like the villains, like not Morgan Le Fay is not somebody you find alongside with, typically.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, like, with all the Darkhold characters, with the exception possibly of Morgan Le Fay, they've all been heroes at some point.
Okay.
You know, they're more in that anti-hero thing. Scarlet Witch is the most hero-ish. Ghost Rider 2 to a certain extent, but
I mean, I know they do the whole, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because the whole multi-universe thing in our game and the collision of the universes, and we have to fight the red-eyed version of it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. And of course they're going to make that a whole team.
Yeah, but that would be my vote. The more I think about it, the more I think it's going to be Black Knight.
And it would work pretty well if they did Black Knight for the Darkhold team and Blade for the Dark Hunter team.
Yes.
They could definitely bring that in as the characters that we don't know about yet.
Right.
That's going to be fun. I just started the This Week in MCU breakdown of the Eternals. Literally just started. You start talking about it, and you're like, "Oh wait, we need to break down the team." Okay, this is Ajax. Is this and da, da, da.
Yeah. That's one of those movies where I'm really close to just doing a scene by scene breakdown of that now that we have it on streaming, because it's such an unknown property.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's just, there's a lot there that people have no clue about.
I just watched it again on Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's funny, I've been thinking about something to rewatch, and then all the Netflix Marvel shows hit Disney Plus today. Yep.
Right.
Not just the Netflix ones, because they got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents as well. S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah. I just started rewatching Daredevil.
And that's the best one out of them all.
It really is.
It's so good, and I had forgotten how dark it got a couple of times.
I loved Luke Cage. I absolutely loved the first season. The first season was amazing. The second season wasn't as good, but it was still pretty solid. But the music in the first one, the soundtrack for the first season was just incredible.
Yeah, well, it's all Wu-Tang. The whole thing's
weird. No. There's a lot of stuff. There was there's a couple of acts that I knew from like the 60s.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of Harlem stuff, and
right. It's been a hot minute since I watched it. The titles of each show was based off of Wu-Tang songs, but not every song was Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you also get a Method Man track in there too.
Yeah, I actually had the soundtrack saved my Spotify. I have the whole Luke Cage playlist. Because all the instrumentals as well are really just well done.
Yeah, and don't forget how good Jessica Jones was. I mean, that first season of Jessica Jones was ridiculous.
It was.
Did they do it in season 3?
No, I think it was just okay. 2 seasons. Oh.
Okay. They did 2 seasons in The Defenders.
Right, and 3 seasons of Daredevil.
Yeah, she's definitely one of the ones that gets mentioned of bringing into the MCU.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if everybody except for Iron Fist got brought in.
I agree with Raj. I didn't like how the Netflix shows ended. And honestly, I think they need to redo, with the same cast, redo Iron Fist. It was just so stupidly rushed and badly written.
That's the thing. I don't think you can blame the dude who played Danny Rand. No,
he was all right. It was just, you know, bad script.
Luke Cage season 2 had him in it enough. It redeemed Iron Fist some. You know, and actually Iron Fist had a season 2.
Yeah, second season was better than the first season.
Yeah, cuz you got Colleen Wing and you got Misty.
Right, but the thing is that the Daughters of the Dragon carried the second season instead of, you know, him being as good as he should have been.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to rewatch all the Netflix stuff, and I don't know. I might record something. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
Season 1, episode 2, I believe, is when they have that uncut fight scene, the first uncut fight scene.
The hallway.
Yes, the hallway scene. I watched that today, and I was like, oh, my God. And you felt tired for him.
Yes.
It was so good.
It set the bar. And Punisher did it in season 2 of The Punisher, I think it was. They did another one like that. It wasn't quite as good, but it's still in Punisher style, very epic. I gotta tell you, my favorite out of all of them is the Punisher series. Bernthal did so good.
I thought I wasn't going to like it, but he impressed me so much before he got the series that I was like, okay, let's do this. And he did a great job. He's crazy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays damaged well. Like,
he's
not angry crazy.
I think it's because of his earlobes. His earlobes are crazy. You look at him, he's got the largest earlobes in the world.
I mean, they get their own credits in the trailers. Yeah.
I have not touched on that part of the fandom, Kurt.
Yeah, wait. Next time you watch, you won't be able to unsee it.
Yeah, you'll never unsee it again.
Thanks for ruining Marvel for me. I appreciate that.
I think he was excellent. I think they were all great. I mostly enjoyed Iron Fist. It was just, you know, it could have been better. But like, we already got 3 of them showed up in on the other Disney Plus stuff. Wait, was it 3? No, 2.
Yes.
What?
2. Yeah, you're right. 2.
Yeah, 2. Because we got Kingpin and we got
Murdoch.
Yeah. Murdoch. So we got 2 of them already showed up. I mean, I would love to see everybody show up. I would love them to do a proper Defenders. Like,
yes.
Even without restarting other shows, just do more Defenders.
So the weird part is the Defenders on Netflix are not what the Defenders were.
No, it wasn't, and it wasn't really good either.
Okay.
Elektra was good. Elektra, I thought, and Stick. Elektra and Stick were good.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. Dumb fucking name, Stick. Why? Because he cures the stick. I was like, all right. I know.
Well, back in the day when it came out, it was, remember that we were coming off Kung Fu, the series.
Yes.
And it had the mystical old teacher. So Stick wasn't crazy.
Interestingly enough, not played by David Carradine in this one. Just saying.
No. neither were there the Kung Fu reboots.
Yeah. And I know, I think at some point in some conversation, Kurt, you did educate me. It was a podcast of me and the audience on. He has a counterpart named Stone. Right, Stick does, I believe.
I think that's right, and I think that came later. Man. So the whole thing. I mean, remember that Daredevil and Stick and the Hand were all responsible for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was made as a spoof. It was made as a satire against Daredevil, which is why we had
the Foot Clan.
The Foot Clan.
Right. Is that the Hand? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was, and you know, and just a shit ton of ninjas. So yeah.
Oh, you know what, Baloney Ninja? My name is Least Not Stick. Thank you very much.
And Baloney, it could be worse. It could be the Rock Hulk of podcasting.
You Scott worshippers. So non-Marvel news. Did anybody go see the Batman?
I haven't yet.
Well, Kurt,
no.
It's on my list.
I'll say exactly. I think you said your son went and saw it and talked about that.
He did, okay. And he really liked it.
He's spot on.
Okay. Without
spoilers, it opens the movie this way. This is year two in that series that was Batman Year One, up to Batman Year Five. This is year two, specifically, and loved to me. I'm gonna say best origin story ever. You don't get the death of the parents. You don't get the pearls. You don't get any of that crap.
No pearls clattering on the street.
Nope. You get legit. Because that was Bruce Wayne getting damaged is all really that was. You get, as you see Batman's, he transitions from why he started to what he's going to do. The gadgets are minimal, and that's kind of where I leave it. And, yeah, some people said that, maybe even you said it, Kurt, that Edward Scissorhands, what the hell is his name? The guy who plays Batman, comes off as angsty Batman. Somebody said it.
Pattinson?
Whatever.
Pattinson?
I don't know his name. I don't remember.
He comes off as angsty.
Sparkly Vampire.
The new one?
Yeah, Sparkly Vampire.
Yeah, Pattinson.
Somebody said, you know, in the previews, he comes off as angsty. It works. There's reasons for it. I don't do any research because I just want to walk into a movie and see. I watched one preview. Wasn't super keen on the preview. It's like, I don't know why I used the word keen, but you know, it just didn't grab me. Did not know Andy Serkis is Alfred. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was Alfred. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they have Gregory Wright as Gordon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which sounds like great casting.
Yeah.
Until he turns into the Watcher.
It's very, it's very gritty, but not in like the Joker sense. It's not like, oh, we got to be dark. It feels the best way I could put it, and it really doesn't have any real connection or comparison to this, but my whole mind, I'm watching like, man, this feels like HBO's True Crime, right?
All
right, it just has that realness to it, some mystery. I went in going, I don't know, we'll see. And then it was like, oh, my God, this is probably, for me, because it's very character and story driven, best Batman I've ever seen.
Huh.
You know, and take that with a grain of salt, because there's been good Batmans and bad ones. I'll tell you, I like the Christian Bale Batmans, except when they went No Man's Land in that third one, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
That was still a better rendition of Bane than I've ever seen, but it's not great. But I like Christian, up till that movie, Christian Bale's portrayal of it was good. So to give you a comparison, that's what I liked.
I had a big problem with Christian Bale. And that was, it literally was just the voice.
Fair enough.
He didn't need to do that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. You can get a freaking voice modulator.
And
you should have got a freaking voice modulator.
The second two movies were the worst. Like the first movie wasn't as bad. And the second two movies where it's all like, I am the knight.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, stop it. Just stop.
You get a little of that here. I really try to dance around and not spoil anybody, but it just, you tell things are being worked out as you go along. And there's just some really great scenes along those lines. And every character did not look cartooning over the top. I did not know Colin Farrell's the Penguin.
I heard he's unrecognizable.
Completely.
Unrecognizable. I'm watching it and went, holy shit, they found some unknown actor that is killing this thing. This dude is rocking this role. And then in the credits is like Colin Farrell. I'm like, Colin Farrell? What the hell? You know,
he killed somebody with a peanut and then everybody knew who it was.
Did not catch any of the previews because I mixed up the start times. My daughter was working until 8, and her job's over by the theater. And I got that and Uncharted flipped on the start times. Uncharted started at 8:30, but I thought Batman did. So we actually walked in right as the last movie was – the mass trailer was running and caught the whole turn off your phone. But we got there in time to see the movie. So I don't know any trailers or new stuff coming up. I will tell you – there's not even a stinger. I'll go ahead and tell you, there's a URL in the movie that's a real URL. Yep. And that's the stinger, is all it is. It just kind of flashes in. You gotta go, ooh, what's that? It was the shittiest fucking waiting through the credits for no reason.
Once again, DC proving that they don't know how to do stingers.
Yeah.
So stupid.
But otherwise, I walked away happy. My daughter said the same thing. She's like, yeah, she wasn't expecting one thing. It was surprised. My wife, who does not go into, you know, that kind of document, it's not really, obviously it's not a documentary style, but that the only thing I compare it to is like Netflix documentaries on serial killers or that kind of, she doesn't really go into that gritty, slow paced, build the mystery thing. So she didn't really like it. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for the Batman of yore, where he's just punching something every 5 seconds, that's not happening. When he does punch something, it fucking hurts.
I don't know. I've seen all kinds of Batman. So if it's different, I'm good. I'm happy. Yeah.
It's different. So there's all that. All right, Hawkeye. You guys wrapped up Hawkeye.
Yep.
Just in general, what's your favorite moments in the show?
Ooh. I would have to say last episode with Kate actually fighting Kingpin.
Yeah.
And just the power that he's putting out. Like, we haven't seen that. Like, he didn't do that in the Netflix show.
No.
The last episode had a lot of good stuff. I mean, yeah. The Kingpin reveal, we kind of knew was coming.
Yeah.
So
the reveal was good, though.
It was good. It was really good.
It definitely kept you on the edge of like, oh my God, are they going to show it? And you get that in the last second of the episode. And then you got to wait till the next episode to see more.
I will say, though, the thing that made me fanboy the most was the back of the watch.
So, yeah.
Mm. It just was.
Agent 17?
19. Yeah. Mockingbird.
And so that, you know, that's what we're talking about. Kurt's gonna bring some of that here. When you talked about not just Mockingbird, you talked about the relationship between Hawkeye and Mockingbird in the comics, and that, I mean, it wasn't even maybe 2 minutes of the episode you talked to, you know, as you talked about.
Yeah,
it was that. That's what we're gonna get some more of here, and that because I knew Bobby, you know, was a thing. I knew Mockingbird was a thing. I had hints of them, her and Hawkeye, but I didn't know what you brought to the table, which was there was a lot of Hawkeye and Mockingbird together.
Oh, I mean, in the comics, it was a thing. They had a miniseries called Hawkeye and Mockingbird. You know, it was a thing. And
we were supposed to get a Mockingbird spinoff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with with Pollock. I don't remember her name.
Oh, Adrian Palicki.
Yeah, with Adrian Palicki. But then, you know, that didn't happen, and then she went over to do
Wonder Woman.
No. The Star Trek spoof.
Orville.
Yeah, Orville. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is really good, and it's coming back for a new season soon, finally.
Good. Yep.
But, like, I really wanted to see the Mockingbird show with her. Because it was her too. And I don't remember who was the other character.
What was the character's name? Shield. Yeah. Well, and that's only because they didn't have Hawkeye.
Yeah.
If Hawkeye was a member of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, they would have had that spinoff. It would have happened.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. But so they had to, like, Mockingbird and dude that was created for the show.
Yeah, I think his name is Hunter.
Yes, Hunter.
Yeah.
And he was cool. He was all right.
But the fact that, like, in the Hawkeye show, they acknowledged Mockingbird, and in the comics, when Mockingbird retired, she changed her name. Now, didn't change it to Laura Barton in the comics, but it kind of follows and it makes sense because they were lovers in the comics. So
you said that. It's so much more dirty the way you say it.
Right? That's what I was going for. Oh my God. So it's actually, if they acknowledge that moving forward. And I'm not saying, you know, put her in a costume and have her help fight.
Oh, I'm totally saying put her in a costume, help her fight.
No, I think it'd be cool. But if they just acknowledge that, yeah, she used to be Mockingbird. And given what she did throughout the series, like, hey, run a background check on this dude. You know, that kind of thing. She clearly wasn't just a normal, you know, run-of-the-mill housewife.
Right.
So it was very cool.
What if they do a Doctor Who knockoff and all her powers are stored in that watch, and now she has it back, she'll be back to being Mockingbird.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Isn't Mockingbird just like Hawkeye, where it's a skill and not a power?
Yes.
Although, arguably, this Hawkeye has the power of never missing. He's bullseye, for lack of better
comparison. Yeah, but not because of powers, because of practice.
He's not good.
Because in the comics, Hawkeye was trained in the circus, and he was a sideshow guy, and it ended up being a circus of villains and whatnot. So, because he was a bad guy at the very beginning, but he was trained as a sharpshooter with the bow and arrow and whatnot. And then obviously just became the hero, but that's practice, man. That's just practice.
He does so many no look shots. He never misses.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I got into something I don't want to get into. I clicked something wrong here. Hold on a second.
Well, and in the game, he never misses, right? That's the whole description of his first power or his first attack.
I mean, I love Hawkeye. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to take him down a notch. I don't know, man. It just seems like he never. But
the fact that he's just human is the whole reason why Kate exists.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think we're going to get? Are we going to get a Hawkeye and Kate series? We're going to get Kate Bishop by herself? Or are we going to get young Justice
Set? I think we're going to get young Avengers with Kate.
Yeah. I think that they've been kind of. I think that's going to happen after Multiverse.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to do something with the kids. Because otherwise, what's her name? Scarlet Witch is just going to lose it again.
Yeah.
Right. And they've been setting it up now for a long time. So.
Because we have, you know, Speed and Wiccan, Kate Bishop, Miss Marvel, Patriots. So there's a whole team for you right there.
Riri's coming.
Yeah, Riri's coming.
I don't want Hulkling, and I know what I'm about to say. This dude was not part of the Young Avengers. I just want him somehow, some way. I need Amadeus Cho. I need Amadeus Cho in something.
Wait until after She-Hulk. I will bet you he's in there.
I think he might be in there.
Even if he's not hulked out yet, he'll be in there. I can't imagine he wouldn't be. I think we're going to see Leonard Sampson, and I think we're going to see Amadeus Cho.
I mean, I already got the haircut. We should see Rick Jones, but we won't.
Well, unfortunately, we won't get Red Hulk anymore.
What happened there?
He died.
Yeah, the actor just passed away a couple of days ago.
That's right, he did. I forgot.
I mean, that being said, it's all CGI, so we could get him.
That's true. We could get him, but you know, we won't get heard on screen anymore.
I didn't put those two together. I did see that he had died, but I forgot that he was the general.
Which kind of makes it a really bad line out of the Black Widow show. When right at the beginning from the movie, right at the beginning when he's hunting her and she's like, "You look tired. Are you getting enough rest?" I'm like, "Oh,
yeah.
Damn it."
Raj, they'll bring in Chavez after the multiverse. Now, Kurt, I don't know that much about Chavez. I didn't realize her power is to punch portals through universes or something.
She's from another universe altogether. And she's kind of a newer character. She can punch holes in dimensions to travel.
And they're kind of American star shaped.
Yeah. Clearly. And they're carrying that over in the movie. So, yeah. And that's pretty clear. They show star shaped portals throughout the whole thing.
Honestly. And this is me being a little ignorant, I'll say, but it may be virtue signaling. I'm not trying to. It does truly irritate me that you can't get away from the 70s. Right. And the Fu Manchu mustache of things and whatever, and the stereotypes, you know, we've moved away from some of that, but even America Chavez is fairly new, late 90s, early 2000s, maybe later. She came
2011 was her first appearance.
So you essentially have this immigrant to America, and her parents, as I could see happening, would name her America Chavez because they love that they're in the new land or whatever. But why does everything she has to be red, white, and fucking blue? That's such a, to me, it's taking away from what you were doing, which was some good diversity. I'm glad Ms. Marvel doesn't have that. That's probably why I like Ms. Marvel more, because it's just a character living their life in a culture that I am not exposed to that much, and I like seeing.
So, originally, she adopted the name of Miss America. I would think that that's a little
Trump's contest.
That's too much,
right?
So I think they just went back to America Chavez, and again it was you know, that whole youth initiative, I guess, for lack of a better term, that they went through in the early to mid 2000s, early 2000s still.
You're talking about Squirrel Girl. You're talking about the Runaways.
Well, Squirrel Girl is a little different because she was part of the Great Lakes Avengers back in the day. And was never as cool as she is now. The Great Lakes Avengers were the cast-offs. And they basically said, sure, you can be Avengers in the Great Lakes. And there was a series. God, I can't remember what it was, but every state had their Avengers team. At one point. And so, yeah, it's I don't know that much about America Chavez, really, but you know, she's super strong and she can fly and she can punch star portals and do interdimensional travel, including time travel. So she can solve all the problems.
You know.
And she's almost certainly going to be part of the Young Avengers. I mean,
I'm happy that she's in the movie. I'm happy that they're hopefully they'll stretch this character out a little bit better. You know, in the movies, I mean.
Yeah. I think they will to a certain extent. I mean, she's going to definitely have an important part of the Doctor Strange movie, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Look, Kurt, I'm in your favorite thing. I got my Dark Dimension team running.
Oh.
I actually have six tier gear 15 non-legendary globals. I burned through the first node that I got to send. Let's see. I'll tell you which node it was. To go every other one. Yeah. Yeah, I did two attacks to get through the mission 5 and just nailed it. And now I'm on mission 6 and it's taken quite a bit. Oh, 6. Not as many as I thought, but I'm on 6 attacks right now.
Global 7 and 8 are going to take a little while.
Yeah.
7 particularly. 7's kind of a pain in the ass.
So I'm not sure which one to use, Baron Zemo or Ghost, because Zemo actually has some compatibility with the characters I have, where Ghost doesn't, but Ghost seems to be faster.
I personally prefer Ghost over Zemo, especially because you already have Black Widow on there.
Yeah.
Black Widow goes before Ghost, so if you make her a skirmisher, she will mark, and then Ghost will go, you make her a striker, and she will double hit with her basic, which means she gets a double rewind on their speed. So you get the control like that, and just kind of slow them down. But you know, you can also drop Hulk and put Zemo in there. But Zemo is just really squishy. I know.
What
it'll never happen.
Wrong with you?
Zemo is just super squishy.
He is a glass cannon.
Which is why I like, he's great for arena, he's great for, you know, other raids and stuff like that, but I really did not like him in Dark Dimension because he just dies.
He just happened to, I was working on him for the Eternals team because of his speed, and he just so happened to have all the stuff he needed that wasn't taken away from anything else I was working on, so I just went and bumped him up to tier gear 15 just to try to get him to live a little bit longer when I use my Eternals team, you know, because God forbid.
Right, so you want to prioritize Black Widow special, basically whenever you have it available, pop it, because that speeds up your team.
Yeah, that's her middle one where she goes invisible.
Yeah. And then if she's a skirmisher, she will mark, and then you can hit the mark target with ghosts and control the speed that way.
Gotcha. But I'm very happy to be back into my element of Dark Dimension. That's my favorite part of the game, because it's, I guess maybe because I can't have it. It's so hard to build up the characters to get into it. And then when you do, it's a challenge. But I very much enjoyed and got up into that. I guess about a week ago or so, I got my last character I needed and jumped up in it. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Oh, man. And that, everybody, is why Sin's the expert on the show and why you should check him out every day at sinraven.onlyfans.com.
Well, that's not a thing.
Not yet, but for the right Patreon level, it could be.
Okay, we can work on that.
Yeah. That what we should do, Kurt, is for Sin's birthday, just set that up for him. And just the whole thing is just videos pulled off of YouTube or off Twitch. And just, so you go to onlyfans.com/sinraven, you just get the videos.
Right.
But $5.99, you have to unlock it. You have to unlock it for $5.99.
Yep.
So Kurt's not with me on this. Don't let him.
I'm not with you on this.
That's we're doing what
makes it.
It
best. So it's about time to get out of here. But quick stuff about Dragon Con. The panel submissions are up. I've actually started getting to work on getting my volunteers approved, getting a new volunteer to put in. We got the feedback on all the panels this year. So if you're listening to this and you did a panel, it's in our Discord. And Kurt, have you applied for have you figured out if you can come yet? I guess I should ask.
I have applied for pro status.
Good.
So we'll see how that works out. But my intention is to go.
Good. I expect there to be a lot of great new panels this year. And some good returning ones, you know, fan favorites coming up.
I just want to take my hosting duties back from Tony.
Good luck with that. Maybe that's the Blood Feud 3. It's just you and Tony battling, and the other right. Other teams are hosting you guys.
There you go.
Because he apparently had a lot of fun with that.
Of course he did. It's a fun panel.
I would know. I was told I was going to get to host it and then get kicked out for you. So I boycotted.
You were a very busy man.
Yeah. What the. fuck ever. Like, I wouldn't do it. You know I do it. But all right. So, hey, Sin, where can we find your wisdom and glorious beard?
Oh, jeez. Well, you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/sunraven. But if you want the glorious beard, you got to look for Kurt.
Oh, my God. We are stages of beards, aren't we? I've got the little goatee. You got the short beard. He's got the big beard. Holy crap.
Yeah, and this thing's getting trimmed down this weekend.
Oh, wow.
TikTok.
It's too much. I can't, you know, look, I can pull off homeless chic only so far. It's just too much. It's too much. So
I'm on the other hand, just letting it grow again. Cause last time I got a trim, he did a nice job, but he cut the front a little long, shorter than I wanted.
So I've tried doing the trim it on the side and let it grow long in the front, like kind of like what you have. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. It drives me crazy. It just, yeah.
Man, you get the right barber, you'll get that whole silver fox beard thing going on.
It's coming. I've only got a couple of dark streaks to get rid of, and then I'm good to go.
I actually thought about dyeing my hair and my beard more silver, but I haven't.
More silver?
Well, it's stages. I don't know if you can quite see it. I mean, it's like pure white in certain areas. And you got the brown up here.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I like the white. I like the. Anyway, where can we find you on the web, Kurt?
I can be found all over the place at VO by Kurt on Twitch, on Twitter, on TikTok. What? You're too old for TikTok. Yeah, that's why I've only got 3 videos up there from my new poetry series. And I'll be recording a new poem this weekend for Steve to animate and or to put a video to. He's not animating anything. So we'll be doing that. So that gets put up on Storytime with Kurt. So anchor.fm/storytimewithkurt. And most Saturday mornings when there's stuff to watch, I'm with Sen doing This Week in MCU. And we've only got a couple more weeks before stuff kicks into high gear.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have some like overlap, so we'll have some double episodes or something. We'll figure all that out. But there's a lot coming. We're in a bit of a lull, so get caught up on the episodes and then stay caught up and join us every Saturday morning.
Because we got Morbius coming on the 1st of April.
Yep.
Doctor Strange coming at the end of May.
Yeah, Ms. Marvel coming.
Ms. Marvel's coming in June?
Yes, June 8th, I think.
I think so. So that's right after Doctor Strange. And then we get Poe Dameron had a bad day.
Right, Moon Knight.
So Moon Knight. We get Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah, Moon Knight. That's going to be good.
And Moon Knight, I mean, Moon Knight's first, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's before...
Yeah, so Moon Knight is March 30th. And so in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So yeah. Moon Knight is before Morbius.
Yeah, so what they said so Moon Knight news. They said so Moon Knight the series doesn't have any tendrils to anything else in the MCU. Okay. All that means is unlike Hawkeye, where Kate had a tie to Hawkeye. We're just not going to see any other Marvel characters that we've seen before to tie it into the MCU. Doesn't mean it's not part of the MCU.
Right.
Quite the opposite.
It means so, he's a wild card.
Yeah. So there's that. And then the other thing I learned is that certain podcasters and reviewers were given access to the first 4 episodes.
Ooh.
That's a 2022 goal to get you guys up to that level.
Yeah. Especially since one of the ones that got access to, I cannot stand. I have a real hard time listening to them because they treat rumors as facts. And it drives me crazy. But so what I've heard though is that Moon Knight is quite the ride, and it just in the first 4 episodes, absolutely worth it.
Well, that's coming up in 2 weeks, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too. Me too.
But before we get out of here, since we already did our goodbyes, here's a little extra fact. The director for, have you guys seen The Adam Project?
Yes.
Yes. Very
excellent
fun movie.
For those that haven't seen it, go see it. Ryan Reynolds time traveling movie. So excellent.
Good. So good.
The director of that is the director for Deadpool 3.
Yeah. Sean Levy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was confirmed yesterday, today, something like that.
It was confirmed yesterday. It was rumored by Ryan Reynolds the day before that, because he posted a photo of, because he directed the Red Notice, the Adam Project, and now Deadpool 3.
Right.
Red Notice was decent.
It was all right.
It was all right.
It could have been better, but it was fun.
Adam Project was very fun.
So Adam good. Project was a lot better.
So good. Yeah. And then the promotions they've done for Adam Project has the kid, Adam, you know, young Adam, doing the opening to Deadpool 2 monologue. And it's
he's perfect.
Good. He's so good.
He's absolutely the first section of the movie where you just see him and the way he acts with his mom. He's got Ryan Reynolds pat down.
So there's some speculation that they did some digital photography on the kid's face to make him look a little bit more like, like Ryan Reynolds as a kid.
That's funny.
Well, and I think it was just like in the eyes. I think what I'd heard was they did some digital manipulation of his eyes just to give him a little bit of that. Yeah, that could be him as a kid.
That's pretty.
I don't know if it's true, but that's pretty cool if they did it.
You know what?
Because that's some subtle effect.
Yeah, and I didn't even notice how much they may look alike. What I noticed is the acting alike.
Oh kid. The kid had all the mannerisms. Nailed it was great.
So good.
Just the snarkiness.
Yep.
Yes. Like,
yeah. It's Deadpool.
Just and their interactions together. It's all three of us. Big thumbs up to the Adam Project.
Very
and
fun.
It's fresh and a new take on time travel and it was good. It was good. All right, we're gonna get out of here. You can find me, charlesmcfall.com. You're gonna find me on the DragonCon Digital Media track, and that's starting to build steam and get going. So if you are thinking about being a part of DragonCon, coming, attending, one, get your tickets ASAP because they're about to go up again. Apply for Attending Pro or find panels to be on. Those kind of things, all that's coming up. So I'm very much starting to look forward to that. And I say start to because I'm a busy man, and that's just more work on my plate. But I love it. I love it. It's my passion. So we'll be doing that, and we will see you next week with more hot gravy trivia.
Yeah.